We had mitzvah of the same way. Pasuk says, "Kamais eretz Yisrael mishe shaptem ba loisasu kamais eretz kanam mishe ani meviyetsim shama loisasu kukas seim loisu leichol." Rambam said, "Mitzvahs mitzalamin." Rambam writes, "Pishas hiziranu minleches bedarke akayfin." You have to be different than in their dress, and in hugging. Places where they were scabbards for Ben Zara, or even, Rita says, they're all going out with this argoman clothing, color, purple, whatever it is, so. That's the mitzvah of the same lesson. Like the shayla is, what exactly is the geder of this iser? Is it daf when you're doing it l'damos? Is daf when you're doing it to mimic them? Or even if not, are there any halos have to be somehow connected to avodah zara? What are the gedarim? So the marik in the tshuva and simin peches is dan whether you're allowed to wear a certain baggage, which was called a kappa. Apparently, some type of a beged that was like batsim wurim chayiv and tzitzis, went in the front, went in the back. It was certain. It was a sign that you belong to a certain guild, a certain type of craftsman, whatever it was, a certain chachma, a doctor, like a doctor's garment. So, the question was, what way they were. So, some wanted to say, so they think that it was really batsim wurim chayiv and tzitzis, but I guess they like the frocks, you know, they cut it for corner. So shouldn't be chayim and tzitzis. They were made in a certain way. They fixed it up. They shouldn't be chayim and tzitzis. So some wanted to say, "Shail chusem leislayich." You know, I'll wear this baggage because it's shail chusem leislayich. Marik is ma'irich. Marik comes out as a kugdarim to chusem leislayich. First of all, if it's something that's ain tamay nigla, something that's, that the time is not apparent, why are you doing it? And he quotes Rashi and Chumash and Kedoshim. Says, what does chukim mean? Chukim Rashi says, "Gzeres amel shein lem tam." So too says Marik. It says, "The same leiser lechu." It's talking about things that you're doing things without any rhyme nor reason. Zot Marik. So what's the pshat? So why are you doing it? Elmai, you're doing it because you want to be Moshe. You want to look at the guy. That's why you're doing it. You're doing something. This doesn't make sense. Why you're doing this? Elmai, why are you doing it? Must be only because you want to be mizdama to the guy. And he brings a raif in the smag, because the smag means on Tesefta and Shabbos. The smag mitzvah nun, in this lavin mitzvah nun, means on Tesefta. He's been signing to Tesefta and Shabbos. And all the examples, says the Marik, and Tesefta over there, you're not going to find anything there that's not either a superstition or something which has no tam. And he gives the examples. The second Yisoyed, says Marik, is if it's something that shayach nidnud pritzus geder as tznis vanava. If it's something that has shayaches, it's shachatz, it's gaiva, or it's something that has to do with pritzus. And that's what he brings down as a free, the Rambam brought down. Shaloi taima, hoyil vehein yoitzim ba'argaman, afani yoitzim ba'argaman. So why is the Safri pick example of argaman? There it says, because these were, I guess, very showy begotten, this argaman begotten, like a scarlet or a purple, whatever it is. And therefore, only then is it a problem. And Marik is even more medical, and he says, even things that have Nidnud Pritzus has a Shemes of Pritzus, loud clothing. He says, but it's also Dafka when you're doing it Lizdamas. you're doing it with damas, then it's a problem. So again, basically, Marik comes out, and there's two criteria. Either it has to be that it has no rhyme or reason that you're doing it for, and therefore we say you're doing it, it must be Stami doing it, with damas, that's a problem. Or it has to have Nidnut Pritzis, Megaiva, and then it's a problem. So better look Marik, by this kappa, this beggar that they wanted to wear, Mechayr is no tzad that it should be aser, because why are they wearing it? This is the tallest. What's the tallest? The people should know that you're part of that guild, and people will know. So first, there's a certain kavod, I guess it was a chachma, a certain kavod. You're doing it for kavod, you're doing it for money. And people will know that you're shayach to that profession. And the meila, people will come to you and you get business. So meila, then is like marik, it's certainly not a problem. Now the marik brings a number of rayas, as you say. One is the Gemara in Shabbos that Samach Zayin says, "Kol davar sheyesh bo mishum refua, ein bo mishum darkei ha'mayri." So it says that you are to do things, even though like all those examples, like, you know, different types of refuas like schoolies type of refuas, not so much conventional medicine, but all those type of refuas over there. The Gemara says, "If sheyesh mishum refua, ein mishum darkei ha'mayri, no problem darkei ha'mayri." So says Marik, the Gemara has a half minute, it's dark and mairi. Obviously, it's a thing that goyim are doing, right? And yet it says, if it's mishum refuah, it's mishum dark and mairi. He says, why? Must be, the pshat is, because since you're doing it for toilet, you're doing it for a fool, you're not doing this damas, so mela is no problem of dark and mairi. It's not something has toilet, it's not doing it stam, it's not that something has no reason or rise. No reason to do b'chal. Now, that's one right. Second right brings very interesting rights. This fellow in Mechaz is showing him. But he says, the Gemara says that a beged klayim, Marim Baba Kam of Kufi Gimel Meral, says, a beged of klayim is also lavriach by some meches. So you're not put on klayim to save, to escape taxes. Rabbi Kiva says, "Mutla avriach es hameches." You're allowed to wear klayim in order to escape taxes. So the Gos Smach, Marsha, fascinating pshat. Now the Gos Smach says that some explain that what are you doing this? What's this lavriach? Why are you wearing these klayim lavriach hameches? So he's saying because you want to show that you're not a Jew, because there was a certain tax. It's not a tax on the beged. If you're wearing it, it's your own personal thing. Then, you know, some learn that's a chayyur pasha pshat, right? That if it's your own personal begotten, you don't have to pay tax on it. If you're selling it, you do. So if it's Shai Liz, you're allowed to wear the client. So since you're not being Mechav in Farhanah, so that's where Kiva holds it's not a problem. But Marik, the Smach means out of Pshat, that you're wearing these begotten to show that you shouldn't be a guy. And the male, you're not going to be taxed, and the tax is only for Jews and not for guy. So you see, so even though. So what do we see? That since there's no problem of it's a client because you're not being miskaven over here. That's the sugi over there. Shall whether the dovish and miskaven and client is a problem or not. But you see that even though chayyim should be problem, we'll say luchuk is a guy because you're wearing begotten that only guyim wear. It's client. Jews don't wear client. Elamai, since you're doing it for hefsid mammon, so therefore it's not a problem. And kolshken the kappa. That you're allowed to do it because that there's no even Isser over there. The third right in Marik brings down is from Shitas Rashi in Sanhedrin of Hayindalar and Beis. Famous Gemara over there. The Gemara says B'shas Hashmad Yimchui to Meis and Nefesh even on Raks of the Misani, even on the shoelaces. You have to be Meis and Nefesh. The guy puts the gun to you and says, once you change shoelaces, Yimchui to Rashi says, "In derech agoyim likshar derech kach, b'derech yisrael likshar b'derech acher k'goyim." Says Rashi, "Sheyesh tzad yadus b'davar, b'derech yisrael liyisnuim." So in other words, this is not stam changing the color of the shoelaces. Goyim wore red and Jews wore black, like the Rif says, right? And even Elamai Rashi, it has to be that there was some type of pritzistika oif in the day tied their shoelaces. And Jews did it differently with the cheshbon, and therefore, then only then is there a problem. fact, the Marek says, so obviously we're talking about something the Goyim did it one way, the Jews did it a different way. And yet Rashi tells me that the only problem is if it's Derech Pritzis. If the reason why the Jews aren't doing it is because there's some type of religious cheshbon over here not to do it the way the Goyim are doing it. But in fact, Marek, but why is Rashi there for? If you tell me that the Goyim do something one way, and the Jews do it a different way, so by definition, you're not allowed to do like the Goyim. So then, b'shas hashmad, you should mechuyim b'maisa nefesh, because you're over on their level, it's chuk same b'maisa leichel. So why does Rashi have to come and tell me that there's not some religious aspect over here? Elamai, we see from Rashi, again, that stamazai, it won't be a problem. Stamazai is not a problem. It's only if there's some type of nidun avei or nidun of pritzos, that the goyim do it one way, the Jews do it a different way, only then is there a problem of chuk same b'maisa leichel. That's the sheet of Marek over there. Now, Marek also handles over there that the Oisrim want to bring right from the Rambam. Because Rambam says in Perakid Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Milch Zavayin Zahar, where's it called? Rambam's like this. That El Yehudi is HaYisrael Muvdal Man. So Rambam says that the Jew has to be moved al mehem. So Chayes Mashim Rambam, that's not just a pshat. You're not allowed to dress like them. You're not allowed to try to mimic them. You have to dafka try to be different. Rambam says. So according to Marit. Right? There's no problem with being daima to them. It's just that if you're doing it only to be daima to them, there's no other reason to do it, or it's shallow pizzas, then it's a problem. But otherwise, it's not a problem. So, but Rambam's mashma, no, a Jew has to dafka dress differently. So he says, he's derecha deraya. He says, Rambam doesn't mean mamash have to be different. Because he says, the Rambam says, Lo yilbash b'malbush ham yuchad lahem. Why does Rambam say it can't be Lo yilbash b'malbush ham yuchad lahem? Elmai must be, we're talking about something that was yisyachad lahem, and the Jews don't dress that way because of some type of pizza, some type of sneers. Then, the Rambam says, Lo yilbash b'malbush ham yuchad lahem. So again, by the kappa, so since it wasn't nisyachad for the Goyim, it was nisyachad for a certain sect of Chachamim, and therefore there's certainly no problem. And he says, if he's telling me that the Fidei Rambam, you have to dress differently, he says, ain't Adam Tzadik Baretz, he says, because it come out, because you know, everyone dresses the way the guy, no one, you know, generally speaking, Jews don't necessarily dress different. Chassidim do, but you know, Chassidim were its time. Right? The Jews don't necessarily dress them. Okay, every time we go around, then Gans Klai Yisrael is being over Kaseder on the lav of the same place of Lechel. Elmai Ram just means Dafkin Oiv, you shouldn't dress like their dress, meaning a dress, some type of dress, which has some inyan of Pritzis, of Shachat, of Gaiva, or there's some problem with it, only then is it a problem. I'm saying, even the Marikl Moshel, to some type of, you know, punk hairstyle or something like that, that's talking of shachas and gaiv and pizzas, then I've had Marikl Moshel that there's a problem. Or, like I said, things that don't have stam, no point in it, and you're doing it just because you want to look like them, that's right, the problem. Body piercing or something, you know. That, besides the creates the shakas guy, it's also stam. No point. Now, here's another interesting raya. So, don't get any ideas. here's another very interesting raya from Rashi and Chulin. Rashi and Chulin, famous Gemara. The Gemara says the Kuvav and Aleph that Mayim Rishonim, because the guy wasn't Nizer, Mayim Rishonim, they gave him the Chazir. The Gemara says, what is Chazir the Mayim Rishonim? The Gemara says there was a certain Chemveni, a certain store or restaurant, whatever it was, he used to sell kosher meat for the Jews, for the Jewish clientele. He used to sell Chazir for the Galician clientele. So one guy walked into this store. He wasn't listening until this night. So the owner thought that he's a guy. So again, because he's in the Gaisha custom, put him in the Gaisha section, gave him the chazer. Or because he didn't wash until his night. So you see, the Gemara says, how one until his night could bring to. If you hold that you have to dress differently than the Gaiyim, so how did this happen, Michal? He wasn't until his dying. Right? He wasn't Aymu Chusem by Salaychu. Elamai, you see that there's no Chiv Dafkin Ram. You have to love Dafkin Ram. You have to see there's no Chiv Dafkin addressed differently. It's just when there's a problem. That's a shame, right? Now, another Svar Marik says why the Kappa shouldn't be a problem. Says the Marik, because as mentioned in the beginning, this Kappa has Meshur Machayim and Tzitzis. Elmai did something to it to make it different. That's not Chayim and Tzitzis. So Meili says that itself is enough that they're Meshanit. It doesn't look exactly the same. And therefore, even in the Shittasam, that this could be a problem, the fact that it was changed over here wouldn't be a problem. Okay, that's the Shittah Marik over here in what is the Gedder of Chusem Vaisalaycho. The Ran of Yazara and the Vayin Giral Famin Aleph. So in the Gemara there says, Sarfinal Malacha Ve'emim Shadarki Amari. What does Sarfinal Malacha means? It was a minhug that when a king died, he used to burn his clothing. So the Gemara says, you want to do that? And it's not a problem with Darki Amari, even though the Goyim used to do it. Says the Ran, why? Fishla also tire El Chukah is Shalvay Dis Kachavim. Eil Dvarm Shal Hevel Batala Chul Yeshmem Tsarech Chavay Dis Kachavim. Says the Ran, Zavod Dvarm Shal Tam Sharu. Mitzreit Al Mlochem Taim Eikul Lissiv Kvaritam. But what he's showing by burning the Melech's clothing, there's no one else that's really to be mishtamish in the clothing that the Melech used. So therefore, what he's showing, he's showing covet for the Melech by burning his clothing. Second round, that's not the problem with Chusem Darkin Mayri is only when it has some Shaykh is Tabay the Zara. But when you're doing it, Stam, it's a normal thing, nothing with Tabay the Zara. It's not the Shayrish of the custom, it's not Tabay the Zara, it's Stam. Al Kovid, then the Ran says not a problem. So look at Maisha. Nigas Maisha, Yerdeya, Chalav Sintayala. There can be an Akamina between the Ran, the Gedda the Ran, the Gedda Mayri. Let's say you have something which Betzen has no Tuelas B'chal, but has nothing to do with the Zara. You know, you checked out the custom, and you went back to the Shroshim of this minute by the guy, he has nothing to do with the Zara. So feed the Ryan, it's not going to be a problem, because it's not Shachas by the Zara, even though Chari has no Tuelas. But feed the Marik, if Etzen fact is doing something which has no Tuelas, so then we say the only reason why you're doing it is because it's damaged to the guy, said Marik, that is a problem. That reminds you that could be enough meaning between Marik and the Ran. Bukhari can have mina fakir also. You have mina bukhaira, which the opposite, which has, there is a mocker of Zara, but you're doing it for Tuelas. So Bukhari the Fidir Ran is going to be a problem because it has Sharish and Abay Zara. But Fidir Marik, if the Sharish and Abay Zara doesn't play a role, and Marik says, as long as you're doing it for Tuelas, you're not doing this Damais, then it might not be a problem. Now, the Ramah Paskins Yerdei Simkuf Aniches Aleph. And what Paskin is that? Chol Zeina Aser Ella B'Dava Shenagu B'Ayi V'Chavim L'Shum Pritzis. Going Shenagu L'Lubash Malbushim Adumim. They wore red garments. U'Malbush Sarim U'Kidayim L'Zem B'Malbushim HaPritzis. Which Der Chagav, I think it's a mistake that people think that women aren't allowed to wear red garments. Doesn't say anything about women wearing red garments. That's pritzis. Red garments is pritzis. So I don't know if you have a red tie, might be a problem also. Nothing to do with a woman. So if you want to tell me that the Canadian someone is only one beggar, it's only a tie, it's an accessory, it's not the beggar itself. I'm not, you have to be down. But this is a Muslim that women don't wear red. This is a Muslim. At least by some people. But the Makar is this thing that the Ramah said, which the Marek also mentioned that this thing about not wearing red, because red is pretzitz. But Pasha Zachaira, who are then hot pink as well, and any neon green, any color that's showy and attracting, Zachaira should also be the same thing. It's not like Exeris Kohen of Bilal have this thing red, you're not allowed to suggest the costume, you're not allowed to wear red. It's the cheshbon of it. It's not just now. Says the Ramah. Oy, bedav shnov le middle of the chay. Ain't time bedav. Nikol meicher shn dagem bari. So the Ramah brought down the marit, right? The two svaras of marit. Either it's priestess or there's no. It's a middle of the chay. It's time. No 12. Yeah, it's b'shiyesh b'shem. It's a bais chav. Man, the same. Like the case of a komish roife mumcha yesh le malvish miyuchid. That is, that's not a problem. That's the marif. Chayn amru. Then he brings down the ran also. So if an avloch of emishim daki amayim. Look now. Look at Ramosha. Ramosha times over there that the Ramah is being made like the ran. That Mela, even if a guy is doing it for the Ran, even if a guy is doing it to be Lizdamas, with no Shurjan of Izar, it's not a problem. The Ran's a bit cool over here. No Sugya. So you want to say that the Ramah is passing like the Ran. L'chayr Shekapella, because if the Ramah is passing like the Ran, Then when the Ramah discusses wearing this baggy, which is miuchet for doctors, so why did the Ramah write that that's pashas, no mosharishin about desire for it? So the Ramah gave the whole explanation that since you do it's a toeles, and since it's not stam, it's not pritzus, if you want to do it. Why does he need that for? Let him just say like the Ram, this is not about the Zara. El Mai El Chayitz Mashma, the best in the Ramah is being Chayishish for the Marik, as well. I'm just thinking now, I didn't really think it through before, but I remember there was Taka Shaila like by graduations to wear caps and gowns. So the Shaila about Chusayim Moy Saleichu. What? I remember as a kid when the Besach used to have my sisters, I think they had it. One, I think it was sort of a tumble about it. I remember now what exactly. But if you think about it now, so Minuchar is certainly no Toelis. Right? I think it was even maybe Shoshman by the Tzar. I think that was the Shaila. I think the original minhag of caps and gowns got to start in the church or something like that. I think it was the Sharish of the Ran, the Chayr would be a problem. If you're Marik, let's be down. If you're Marik, is somebody saying Toelis with? No Toelis. What?
To be in the
what? Why caps and gowns? Point
there still has a reason, even though it's with the Spanish still has a reason.
I'm saying it has to be a twelis. What's a twelis here?
To give him cover.
It's a cover that caps the gown.
Sure.
Huh?
Yeah.
It's a cover. Okay, but my rib would be okay. But if it has Shoshan and Avodah Zarah, then it would be the Ram. That might be a pound. Okay, it's something
there's
that.
There's a court for a gown to caps
the
gown.
No, I'm saying, I think, if I remember to get the money, I have to check out some of the but I think it might be a curse in the church. Macho, okay, Mavar. Agaponim, since the sheet of the Ramah, is medical, like the Ran, it means down the Ran, it means down the Marik. The Goyin argues on the whole thing, and the Goyin brings down the Sukkot Sanhedrin, that's the base of the base. The Gemara Sanhedrin over there is Machalikis, Rabbi Yehudin Rabbanon, how do we do the Mis of Sayyid? So Chamu say, they use a sword. And Yehuda says, use an axe. Use an axe. The Gemara brings down the price. I understand that by axing the guy's head off, it's shtickle, not so pretty. And the Goyim behead with swords. So therefore we can't use a sword, we have to use an axe, even though it's a misa menuvelas. What did Rabbanan say? Well, I say, it's keeping the ksiv side by Raisa. Lavi na yukogamrina. There's no problem with Chusayim as Leicha, because the Torah says Saif. The Torah says we have our own source. We're not trying to copy them. We're doing it because it says in the Torah. Zod the guy, and the Gemara brings the Raya, Yilu Tehima Achi. So we brought down the Gemara Sarif and Al-Malachim. Ve'ein behem b'shem darak yem ma'iri. I said the Chusayim as Leicha. Elamai Zod the Gemara. Even the chsiv sreifa by Raisa. The Pasuk in Yirmiyah says, "Masreifa is avaisecha." So we see this concept of sreifa we have even in Tanakh. So mei lav minay gamrina hachinami. Even the chsiv sreifa by Raisa lav minay gamrina. So the gun. What do you see from here? At the only head that we have, sreifas malachim, right? This is toelas, right? It's Toelas. It's covered for the Melech. You're not doing the Lizdamos. So both points of my hands, no Sharshan by the Tzar, the Ran said. But yet the Gemara says what? You need that, Kimixi Baraisa. So the Gain, at the only Hector, oh, Zem Baisalecho, is only if it's Lav Minay Gaminon, and we have our own sources. So the Gain, the Chumro over here. It means on Pais over there, Pais of the Asakasha, that over here the Gemara says that the reason why Sreifas Melachim is Sreifas Begotten is Mutter, because it says Baraisa. The Gemara by Zara says that Sreifas Lav Chuki. Pais says that Sreif is Lav Chayt Lavayi Zara. Says Tais completely Kitzas Kamadit. If it's a Chayt Lavayi Zara, then even if it will be Ksiv Barais, it doesn't help. And if it's not Chayt Lavayi Zara, then you need Ksiv Barais. Again, says the guy, you see that you need Ksiv Barais in order to mind. Now, okay, this is all the background of the Sugir. We have Marik, we have the Ran, we have the guy in Shita, and the Saidis of Chusayim Lavayi. Rav Moshe, in that tshuva over there, Rav Moshe's dan, that those that came from Europe, and they wore long in Europe, they wore long in Bekisha, and many people came to America, they put on a short jacket. Is there a problem with Chusayim Lo Yisalecho to change from wearing a Bekisha, a longer ekel, and to wear a short jacket? That's Rav Moshe's dan. And he brings down, you didn't even want to say that. Okay, fine. Let's say the first people that came over, they were over. But now, even Jews wear short jackets. It's not a great thing anywhere anymore to wear a short jacket. Right? So that reminds me now of some cipher based on the Rajva, that if the minute was in Shtana Be'isr, then they don't have that. It's a Chiddush. Because if the minug became a quote-unquote Jewish, but it was Be'isr, because Chathchila was a Goyish thing, and it was done Be'isr, so the Issa remains. Abazak Ramesha, in this case, there's no Shaila of the same as Leichu B'chlal, and Mela, there's no problem. Zak Ramesha is it. So first of all, it means that Marik and the Ramah. Going to Marik and the Ramah, right? It's Dafka, right? The Marik says Dafka when you're doing something which has no rhyme, no reason. Has to be something that ain't by time, it's chukhoi. So over here, there's no problem. Because it's not, you're not doing something strange. Wearing a short jacket is not something which is, you know, which is a ridiculous thing. And we say you're only doing it to make you do any jacket, that's what they're selling in the stores. So that's not a problem. And there's no chash avodah zara, and there's no chash pizzas. So Gemara should feed the Ran, the Marik, there's certainly no problem. Zog Gemara should not chasmar. Zog Gemara should, he wants taina, that even if he's the Gain, perhaps here we mut as well. Because Zog Gemara over here, when they manufactured the Begadim, right, they're not making it for Gain. They're making it for people. They're making it for Jews as well. So Melo Chatchila, it's not something which is a goyish thing, and Melo, there won't be any problem of changing your minute. So if a guy comes over, it's even for the guy. If a guy comes over from Europe, so if there's a halacha that in Hilchos Minhagim, right, it's ain't daiti latzer, so you gotta take on the minhagim of the place we come to. Even Lakula, the same day the Lachzer. So over here, when they came to America, there's no minute of Gafka to wear long the garden. Therefore, he says, it's not a problem.
That did even by non Jewish minhagim?
What?
That did even by non Jewish minhagim, that you can take on the minhagim.
Again, if there's a problem with Chusem Leselechu, then it's going to be Aser. But once we deal with Chusem Leselechu, it's not a problem of Chusem Leselechu. Elmai, you want to say it's not all minhag, because your minhag is to wear a long jacket, that is not a problem, because hey, it ain't died the lobster. So you don't have to keep your old minhag. Now, Zokr Maisha Achidish. He says that Shabgodim Shesh Behem Pritzus Mamish, Shinasu Nchodesh Shabigde Noshim, Asher Bersen Rabbim Kimish Gam Yisraeliyois. Mulubasha is behem gam etchila. So how you want to tell me the same svara that those clothes when they make these clothes they're targeting Jews and Goyim alike? Like a Maisha, there's the ain achshiv ambushin. So you know chayres should be considered Goyish garments because they're not made for Goyim. His svara, he says no. Over there, the etzim pritzus is the etzim pritzus is svara to say. That it will be considered goyish. That's in fact, a virtue of fact that it's pritzus day. Mamela says, besides the Indian, the wearing begotten as the pritzus itself, there's also a problem of your ever in the lab of Chukasem Leslechu. Because since over here, even though Kundra Maisha Svara, the Chayr wasn't made just for Goyim, so it shouldn't be, it's not considered goyish begotten, so Kundra Maisha, but by nature, since it's by nature, priests take up a garden, so that's a chiddush of Moshe, that will be nisv deraisa, perhaps, of Chusem Leselech. Now, the Paradis Yosef, at the end of Doshim, it brings out from from Ramshik, I think it's Samachas, that he says that to change the name from the call by Goyish names, he says, the child is the rice of the same way. So, Chaira, Mufid Marik, let's analyze this in light of what we just learned. Mufid Marik, then makes sense, because the Chaira, there's no reason why Dafka want to call this name, Goyish name. Why do you want to call Goyish name? Elmar, you want to be like a guy. You want to have Goyish name, then you should blend in, you shouldn't be different. Right? That's why. You don't want to say the name Baruch. Baruch, and everyone's going to have to, all your co-workers going to have to say Baruch. Baruch, you know. So you want, you know, it's a lot easier with John or something like that, you know. Christopher, you know. But Chayra, Lefi the Ran, there's no Sherish of Azar in these names. It's not maybe Paul or something, you know. But if it's not a Sharish and Avayin Zara, Peter, if it's not Sharish and Avayin Zara, then the Chayrit shouldn't be a problem if he's around. And Moshe holds that the Ramos make like the Ran, the Chayrit would be smart to say, Chayrit and Yashimot. Again, it's not so posh that Ramos not going to make like the Ran. What? What's the problem? They should be like the Goyim? That's not a Tuelis. That's what we're trying to avoid. What's Tuelis? Okay, I exaggerated the situation. I don't think it's a real problem with the co-worker is being able to pronounce your name. I'm sure you could, if that's your comment, pick a Jewish name that's easy to say also. if that's the whole problem. But, okay. Just an historical point, you do it, the name Shik. You know where the name Shik came from? Ram Shik is the one. Ram Shik. Because in Europe, when they, it was a Zayr, you had to take on a last name. So Ram Shik chose the name Shik. Because Shik is Isis, Shin Yud Kuf, Shein Yehudi Kodesh. That's Ram Shik was very close to his heart, his whole Indian. And that's why that's where the name Shik comes from. Anyway, it's the side. Yeah.
Another reason for naming a Bethesh
name,
for example, giving it to a parent or something. Assuming it wasn't
a. So if you want the parent already was already a parent had a name. No, but according to it's not a passion of Rudy. Even the name Peter and John are. Testament, real Galatian names, but I don't think still I still not Sharsha by Izar. But I think that tells us the name after parent. How does it tell us the name of Galatian name after parent? You bring out the point of the parent name went by Galatian name. A kitchen for the parent. I don't be tells it. I have to ask them. That's a different question. Okay, so that's basically the ikasugya. Now the Rambam has a very interesting kula in the whole Indian of Chusam Leisaleich. The Rambam says in Perek Yud Milta Veischav Melacha Gimel Yisrael Shayikar V'Malchus V'Tzarich Leisha V'Tnei Malchayim. A Jew that's a shadlan. Those days used to have, Jews in the courts to avert any gzeres. And Vahoyle Gnai, Lefish Lo Yidnu Hem. He's sitting there, with his bakasha, and everyone else sitting there, he doesn't fit in. I raise a mutu lubash b'mal b'shem, ugalea keneged panov, keder shen oisim. He's a lot of panov goyish haircut, he's a lot of weird goyish b'gadim as well. So, the question is, because the Mishnah asks, what kind of heifer is that? Why are you allowed? Because you're uncomfortable in the courts, in the king's courts, so you ought to be Yahweh Nisdar Isaac, Chosem Isaac. Look, because the Mishnah, one of two answers. Says, either because Shiloh Batzal is called itself. Because if we didn't have our man in the court to help avert any gzeres, so there could be Chashash Buch Nefesh. So therefore, the Tzolos Klal Yisrael, they'll mind. Second test is a case of very interesting test. So since the Torah was not mafarad the examples of the same life cycle, the Torah did not give the Gedar. The Torah gave a very general Isser, the same life cycle. You see that it's even not so clear halacha what exactly the Gedar are. Even we don't know what the Gedar are. We have a Gaim, we have a Marit, we have a Ram, it's not Bashar Bachal, what are the Gedar? So Meili says the klal of Masran Chacham. Masra Atayim Chachamim to the Kaveya when this and when it's in the Meili, they saw fit that when Karl Malchus is rice from the Gemara's Batsim, Karl Malchus is not. Now this concept, I just want to spend a few minutes on this concept called Masra Chachamim and the particular Chiddush that we have in this example, the Kesemishna of Masal Chum. In the Rishayim, we find Masal Chum in two places, the Ikkar. One is in the beginning of the 8th parak in Yuma, where the Gemara discusses the Chumash Inuyim, the Achil Ashtia, Sicha, Nilsan, and Tashamit, the Chitza, and Nilsan, and Tashamit. So the big Machabis of Rishayim. Besides the Chilishtiyah, obviously the Raisa. What about the other Inuim? The other Inuim, the Raisa, or the just Rabban? So many Rishayim hold, if you look at the Ran over there, the beginning of the Eighth Parak, brings down Rishayim, I believe it's the case as well, that it must be the Rabban. What's the right answer about it? Because we're matir, the Mishnah says, a kala and a melech a lot of in kip. So the question is, kala should dispose of baira, just got married, and the melech also. Because Melech the Yerichik has any nothing more than a pasuk. Melech has to look pretty. Question is, if it's an Isteraisa of Chamesh Inuyim, the Nisim Snacher Seichim includes Rechitza. So what? Because she's gone out by the Abbey of Shalab and Isteraisa? Because the Melech, the Yerichik, the Chazena, the Necha, Melech has to look pretty. Shalab and Isteraisa? Chas Hashem? El my mosni, it's only a bon and mel, hey mamru, your mountain certainly fine. Rishayim also going to discuss Rabbi the head we find for a tinoi. It says that Ribitsayu, you ought to wash a kid and then kipper, because he needs that for his growth and development. Again, if it's this the raisa, what shaykh is, have to be this the raisa, because Han Ribitsayu. It's not saying it's because mefesh, it's saying a child needs that for his growth, because somebody might be this the raisa. Of Sribi Daim, Michael Cotton Nisser, it's the Raisa for that. If it's Rabbanon, so then it's the Sheet of the Rajba, the Letzarech HaKotten, and it's the Rabbanon, no problem of Michael Cotton Nisser. That's the whole shit by itself, for the Gedorm of Sribi Daim. Upon the Sherm, we say, how can you say it's the Raisa? We find certain clues. Zok the Ram. That since the Torah says, Nisim is Mashtechem, and doesn't say what Inui is, so maybe we say the Torah is muscle chamim to mekvei what's called inu. Says the Ran, so nice, the lashon of the Ran has to be learned out. It's not so even so clear to me. The Ran says, since it's in the Riboy, so kili tfei muscle chas lachamim. The heina keilu behen kifim ashero. The tiru kol she'enei nasa lachamim. We'll get back to this round. Around the Kvitzah, there's a concept of Masa Chamim, that since Torah didn't say what's called Inui, Torah gave Rav Chamim to decide what yeah and what not, and Chazal decided that a Katla, a Melech, these things are Mutter, and Ran added the lotion there, Kol Shein Enaso Tango. We'll get back to that in this round. A similar idea we find in the Shainim by Melechus Chalamai. There's also a big Machagas of Shainim, is Melechus Chalamai the Reis. On one hand, Gemara brings out a pasuk. Gemara says "Sas Kam Loch" applies to Chol Moed as well. The Gemara said, "Midachisa, we find coolest in Lachas Chol Moed." So Tyson in Sefer Chigah David Ches, first he wants to say "Mas Chol Moed" is the Raisa. We learn that Gemara with the direction of pasuk. He brings out the Gemara by Kotni Nalaf and Beis. The Gemara says, "Elafil Elash." I'm taking out of context, but Fil Chol Shemoed the Raisa. Abba Zotari says, why is Melechus Dabra Ovid Mutter? We're not the Chalmai Dabra Ovid. And certain times we're not there if it's not a Melechus Uman, Maisa Uman we're not there. There are certain attainers that were made on Chalmai. Why were they making on Chalmai? Is this the right? So, Mechtes, let's ask him Loch. Mechtes, if you're not making on Yonkin, how do you make on Chalmai? Elamai. Must be that's Trumpa. So there, that's the Pasha Lashon of the Gemara that's the Raisa. It's Kamalim Furish Gemara that's the Raisa. So how can you say it's Rabbah? Look the Beis Yosef. I'm a Midachisa, but we have a Terim. How do you have the Terim? Elma is the Beis Yosef. Again, that is so. He quotes the Ran. It's just like the Ran says by Inui of Yom Kippur. Since the Torah didn't specify, so we say, Masuna Torah L'chacham. So too, Melech Chol Moed, since the Torah didn't specify, so we say Masa Kos Chachamim, and they were conveying which Melechus are Aser and which Melechus are Mutter. So the Beis Yosef. So too, we'll say it's Trap the Rambam. This the Rambam's matter. The guy that's in the Malchus, in the king's court, and he's allowed to dress and get taken a haircut like a guy. Look, the Kesef Mishnah, what's the pshat? It must be because of Masna Chacham. Now, I just want to make a ha'ara that there's a certain element of Chiddush in this Kesef Mishnah. Because like this, I would have said, I think I've heard, that You saw it in the case both Bechol Moed and Ba'inim Kippur. When Chazal said we're mocking certain things, they didn't haphazardly were mocking. The Tzairach said they were mocking. No. They were mocked there what the Isser is, and the Mela came out certain coolers. Like by the Lashon Ranan, there was, it's not Rechitz Shel Tangel. So the Chazal were conveyor that since she's doing it, it's not a Rechitz Shel Tangel. Or the Melech, it's also not a Rechitz Shel Tangel. The Melech has to look pretty. So there, it's not the Pshat Stam. Chazal said, okay, the Torah gave it up to us. We can do whatever we want. We're calling the shots. So we'll say, well, we're matir. No. They were matir by being magdir. The Torah didn't give the Gedarim. So Chazal went ahead and gave the Gedarim to the Isser. And the Mela comes out ahead of the Mela and the Kala. Even though, just to be honest, because the Ran has Sula Shainis over there, which perplexes me. Because the Ran said, Kili Tvei, Umasa Chazachomim. Since it's not... Torah didn't say it beferish. He said, "Lashon kili tvei." It's more kal, and that's why they're able to make it. I don't understand what that means exactly. But at the end, he said, "Epiru kol she'en enas l'tainim." So that's mashma they were magdir. So to by melechas chol amoy, right? Chazal, the Torah said the Torah wasn't magdir. Chazal come along and say, "But Rava is mutter, ma'isahedid, v'chulu v'chulu." So they're also. They're also Chazal aren't necessarily just saying that Malacha, you know, for a Tzairach will be Meikel, right? Chazal being mad there that Melechus Hedyet might not be a Malacha. Davrava, do you remember Davrava makes a little shvert here? What's the together? Akapanim, but you could have said that there's tries of Chazal being mad there than Malacha. Mashiachin over here, and everybody's saying the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef is saying that not that being magdir this was saying it doesn't apply to the guy that's in the malchus, because there all the gedarim of chuksem was saying that's implied. He's trying to do it very much with mizdam al gaim. That's exactly what he's doing. The whole point of what he's doing is he wants to be mizdam to the gaim. Says mamish what the marik says is the sherish of the iser. Elamai, because of the tzairach, Chazal will mock it. So there we see a new idea that when Torah, even when it's muscle chamim, that the Chazal have a kayak inside here, yeah, and here not haphazardly in the sense that they're just being mocked without the tzairach, but when there's a tzairach, Chazal have a kayak to mock it. That's a very good chiddush. That's extra chiddush. They don't see necessarily in the shayim by Nachs Palmon and by Chamashinuyim. When on a similar vein, I once heard from Abzal Gepstein, Chanan Racha, that he wanted to tie a pshat in the ritva, Chuddish the ritva, the ritva in Sukkah, the beginning of Ulva Gazlach, on an alphabet base. The Yiddish Gemara says that b'shas of chak they are matir to take lulav yavish. You know, a dry lulav is possible. B'shas of chak they are matir. It's up there dva that dafka lulav a yavish b'shas of chak they are allowed to take and make a bracha, not just the main bracha. You know, it's possible. He says up there dva estrig. What about estrig yavish? You take an estrig yavish. Dr. Ivan, no. There's a difference in lulav and esrei. This is why. Says lulav is a drasha. Esrig is pasha pshat nepasul. But esrig, it says priates hadar. This they can't be yavish because the Torah says hadar. It's yavish, it's not hadar. Zatir dva. So a little bit esrig, since it's beferish in the pasuk, so im b'shas adchak. Even Shas Tchak, it's not mutter. Lulav, which is loved out of the drasha, today Chazal can say, Shas Tchak, you want to take the lulav. So if Zelig wanted Taina, that the Pshat is that since that it's some type of muscle chum over here. But again, you see an unbelievable chiddush. That since, first of all, you see it even by standby drasha, And when the Chazal learns something out with the Drasha, so we say that because it's not Ferish, and Chazal created the Isser, Rav did no midas, the Drashas, the Shatar and Drashas band, right? And so Jim Drashas did the Raisa. But since Chazal, it was given to Chazal to make the Drasha, so then Chazal could say, it's just talking to the Eitzah. That takes this whole idea of Masal Chomim to a whole new level. Tell me, when Torah is not clear, so we say the Chazal are Kaveh. But here's the Drasha, the plain old Drasha. But yet, Bishas of Chak, the Bishas says that you're able to make all, and Mamash the Eitzah. Mashlamas Enyin, so one more Nakuda, is very interesting, the Kuach, in the Rishayim and the Chayinim, how to understand the certain Rambam. Because when the Rambam talks about the Isser of Giluach Pas HaRosh, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Avodas Zarah and Pirkei Beis Halacha Aleph, Ein Megalchin Pas HaRosh. This is, I'll copy papers. Says the Rambam, K'moy Shai Yoisin Oide Gechovim, Shenem Oisik Moskiv Pas HaRosh. The Rambam writes in Halach, as Maram is, that the Isser of Pas HaRosh has to do with the fact of going used to cut their pays. In the Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rambam brings the point home even more. The Rambam says, Mitzvah Mem Gimel, Leskiv Pas Reishchem, Mazar Mizeh Gam Kein, Kidei Shaloi Nizdame Lo'oide Avoy Nizar, Kichein Hoi Oysim Koim Avoy Nizar, Shem Galchem Sarat Stoim Levad. The Goyim, the priests, the monks, used to cut off their pays. So therefore, the Torah asks, is the Rambam. At Kedei Kach, this is what Ram has to say. Ram said, because of that, the Gemara in Yevamis is a whole sugya. If a kafah is called a roish, you shema kafah, lo shema kafah. You cut up not just because you pay, you cut up your whole all you hear. And the Gemara needs a special pasuk to tell me that a kafah is called a roish, you shema kafah. Why? You cut up your pay. What's the difference between your whole head or you cut just the pay? Says the Rambam, because you might have thought, since the whole issue is not to be mizdamet to the kayin. That's a getter chusay moisaleichu. So that's only, what was the minhag? They cut off the pace and left the head and left the rest of the head here. But if you're going to cut everything off, so you might have thought that's not a problem of pace because it's not being mizdamet to the goyim. It's not there. The pasuk, no. Even hakov is called roish is shmar kof. That's what the Rambam says. The Rambam also is chayzer again by Nevuchim Perek Gimel. I think it is that the idea of this a pasir roish has to do better with this of same way. The tour in Sima Kupay Aleph brings on this Rambam. He tries chayim kaim against the Rambam. He says, "Gam be'el kosev Rambam shosim akosev shoyzik kenel chayim." This is the ain and the furish. The ain and the tzrich mavakish tamu mitzvus. He mitzvus melachem aleinu afle noy the tamu. So the Torah comes out very sharp against the Rambam. He says, who asked you to look for time and mitzvah? Why are you looking for reasons? Even if we don't have the reasons, we still have to do it because God said so. What are you giving me time and for the reason, for the mitzvahs? So the shail is, the machlek is the Beis Yosef and the Taz, what did the Torah mean? What did the Torah understand in the Rambam that he comes out with guns blazing against the Rambam? That what is Ram bringing me this time? What's so shver that Ram brought a time for a mitzvah? What's so shver that Ram brought a time for a mitzvah? So the Beis Yosef, the Torah stood in the Rambam that Ram is giving you time for reason for mitzvahs. You know, the Ram is being Ram is that if not for the time, I didn't have any reason, then I won't do the mitzvahs. Kilo. That's Kilo the Ram is saying. I always want to give reasons for. Now the Torah says, what are you talking about? Chas Shalom? If you don't know the reason, you don't do the mitzvah, you gotta do the mitzvah. You gotta do the mitzvah. Look at the Beis Yosef. They said, Chas Shalom? Chas Shalom, the Rambam should say this. Mi yoch shel kovar ha-Torah mitzvah Yosef menu. And he says that if you look at the Rambam, at the end of Hilchos Me'ilah, and the end of Hilchos Temura, famous Rambam, and then Milch's Me'ila, and then Milch's Mura. Then Milch McFoy's. Rambam Kiddur, and Rambam at the end of a halachas, he would wax poetic, and he would talk a little about Nash Talacha, the Musar. Rambam writes, Then Hilchos Mehila, last halacha. Roy Lavan was binding. I think the Yates and the Shmuz would be reading the Rams also. Roy Lavan was binding Mishpeh Taira Taisha. The lay that Saif Yam to be Kaichai. The Dovish of the Insubai Tam. See, the person is Roy was binding Mishpeh Taira to figure out the reason. But, Dovish of the Insubai Tam, Loyada by Eila, Al Yakal Beino. Shouldn't think that you shouldn't look at those mitzvahs for the Kalos. Well, Yaris, Lalos, and Hashem, Penyifer, it's Boy. Boy, can Achshavta, Boy, can Achshavta, Bishadi, Becho. Boy, your ace, says the Rambam. Kama Chmir Atar B'me'ilo. Very interesting Shmuz Ram gives over here. It's Ma'itzim Avonim, V'of of Eifer, Kima Shinikra Shem, Odin Ha'olim Aleyim, B'dvarim Bilvad. If you have Eitzim Avonim, that you, the Shem Hashem, is brought on them, with words, Niskachu, Chonoy Ben Minichol, Ma, Yini Vibashay, Yini Kapar, Kavachayim Le'mitzvah Shechoch Lan Karish Baruch Shleivayet Odin Behem, Very interesting. Ram says, if you you mile back this beside you, why? Because you have a piece of wood that someone was makdish with the Shem Hashem. Someone brought in the kedusha as Hashem in it. This kolshki in the words of Hashem, the words of Hashem themselves, in the mizals and the words of Hashem. Even if you don't understand the reason, leichab edvar mashaloiken al Hashem leichyachshe ben nachshav lekidiv lechol. Here I'm telling you, shmarti as kolchu kaisai. It's called Mishpatai Basisim Oysa. It's a special Shmir for Chukim. Chol Kabbalah is called Chal Chukim. And yet Chazal said that the world is kind because of the Avoida. Shebasis HaChukim Mishpatim Zayichim HaYishon Mechayim Abba. Adrab, you get more schos, you get more schar for doing the Chukim. If you don't understand it, then you do a mitzvah you don't understand. So the Beis Yosef, how could the Torah be chayish the Rambam that he's saying, he's giving a reason for the mitzvah of Pas HaRosh, because, and telling us to get the Chuksem HaYosef Leichu, because otherwise, Kilu Kav Yochel, if you didn't have reason, you have to do the mitzvah. The Rambam is the one that he shells it back at the end of Hilchos Me'ila, and then Hilchos Tmura, that the Rambam is the one that champions the cause of Chukim. Elamai. Ram just wants to give a time. And the Beshez adds that, and this reason Ram didn't make it up, he says if you look at the mitzvah of Pasar Rosh in the Torah, it's surrounded in the front and the back by a surim of Kukas Hagoy. So Mela, Avada, Chas Shom, saying the Rambam, Ram is telling us that if not for the chukim, if not for the tam, you don't do the mitzvah. Come along with Taz. And Taz says, Chas Shalom, Avada Tur never meant it, and was never chayish to Rambam. The Rambam is saying, Rambam is giving time for the mitzvahs, but otherwise you don't do the mitzvahs. So he says, it's like this. It says Taz, there's a long dish of Vikuach over here. There's a halachic discussion going on here between the Rambam and the Torah. The Torah stood in the Rambam, but the Rambam telling me the shirish of Kodav Yipayis is Chukasayim Loisei Leichu. So then what will be the dinner if someone's Karvel Malchus? Someone has to be in the courts. And everyone there is not wearing payas. And he comes to the courts with his long payas. So is it going to be mutter for him to cut off his parents or not mutter? The Torah understood without saying Rambam that by virtue of the fact that the Rambam is putting the mitzvah of Giluach HaRosh together with the same place of life, well, just like Rambam said that some has cut off Malchus, there's no problem with the same place of life. So according to the Rambam, some come out, they allow to cut your parents as well if the guy is in the courts. And that, the Torah is taking issue, says the Taz. And that, the Torah says, that no. What's Loshon HaTur? The Zayin and Mefurish. What does it mean, Zayin and Mefurish? The Shazayye Mishum Chusem Lesaleichu. What does he want? It says, the Torah had two svaris. It's Zayin and Mefurish. And he said, we don't have to look for mitzvahs. It's Geres HaMelech. It says, the Taz. Only the ones of the Torah. The Torah is arguing the Rambam. He understood the Rambam saying that it's Chuk Sem Leislechu. So the Torah, that you can tell me when the Torah says Chuk Sem Leislechu, the Torah doesn't say what. So you can say, fine, over there it's Lamasa, Bezeres says Masa Chachamim, Chazal can be Kaveh, when yeah, when not. Kerm Malchus is Mutter. Abba is up the tour. Here the Torah is buffet. The Torah doesn't say it's Chosem Leislechu. The Torah says an Isser, straight out Isser of Kanye Pais. So of course it's no Heter of Karbal Malchus. That's the first time in the Torah. Says the Taz, the second time in the Torah is, I maybe want to tell me, but look, the Torah is not, but we don't see any other reason. It must be that the reason why the Torah is, why it's crazy, why can't Kanye Pais? It must be because it's Chosem Leislechu. It's as if it's before that it's Chosem Leislechu and then Karl Malchus is mother. And that's at the Taz. What the Torah is saying is no. He's the end of Shikon Bakish Tamil Mitzvahs. He mitzvahs Malachim Aleinu. After Lenei the Taman. What are you telling me? That you're forced, you're stuck, is the only reason they can think of. And therefore, must be that the reason. It must be there's going to be a heter of Karl Malchus. So the Torah, if the Torah says don't do it, you don't do it. You don't have to look for a reason. You don't say, well, this must be the reason, and therefore you can say that Kamina. No, maybe there's a thousand other reasons, maybe there's no reason. The Torah says, you gotta do it. So according to the Taz, there isn't a philosophical discussion over here. According to the Taz, there's a vikuach over here, Pashu Shinagia La Wacha, is a Karim Malchus, a lot of the Ayyub Ran Isser of cutting and paste.